Welcome to EMT Studios. We are here for the Sampra Session Musicians Workshop.
Brent, just to bring you in, how is the music industry when you started and now?
I find that it was, you were appreciated for talent in the when we started. I'll tell you, my brand, or the Brian Temba brand, was made by people like Eddie Zondi. You know, you had Eddie Zondi who loved what you do, and they will push you for that. You see what I'm saying? Not because they wanted money, or, you know, they wanted a bribe for them to play you. Look, the Payola system has been there for years, locally and internationally. But what I appreciated about South African DJs or radio stations and all of that, they loved, if you were talented, they loved you. You see what I'm saying? And they pushed you. And you could hear even the Beck announcements were proper. They were brilliant. And that on its own is marketing. That on its own guaranteed you a spot in the industry. Guaranteed, because somebody said something about you. Somebody relevant, somebody who's doing that job. It's their job. They're supposed to do that. But nowadays, unfortunately, it's a little bit different. And if we don't talk about it, we would be doing you an injustice in this industry. We've found that, especially Abomama, you know, if you're talented, it's never really enough, particularly when you want to be popular or want your music to be played and whatnot. You find men who hit on you, and if you're not agreeing, they will, you understand, bayakuvala, you know. With men, don't get it twisted. Nathi, sikuleyo nkinga. You know, sikuleyo nkinga. Hey, itinga kulimi.
No, feel free, because, you know.
No, I've had a situation where I was releasing an album, and I had taken it to a particular station, and the station manager was a woman. You know, it's known with Sihamba, but bring gifts and say, you know, Nyabonga for playing my music and all of those things. I have a new album. Can you put it up? Oh, no. She was happy. I'm acknowledging and all of those things. I was like, so she expected more, apparently.
Oh.
Sekayang phone the next day. Ah, no. I mean, I'm not going to call you. How? The next day, Ngomem was out. But this is what we are faced with. If they don't tell you this, bayagroba. These are the things that we're faced with. Now, the beauty of it now is that nowadays we have social media, we have internet. If that breaks you, unfortunately, with TikTok, you get a break. You understand? So a lot of people now want to do that. Ukuthi mangireleasing goma, iting iso ku TikTok, ibe popular, kube ne dance, and then you become popular. Some of them are talented. Some of them bahamba no Jehovah, angazi kanjani. Bahamba no Jesu, and it's like you just do what you need to do and you pray. And God, and doors open for you. So it's a hit and miss.
True. The reason why I'm actually wanting you to explain the then and the now,
yes,
is that to actually bring out the element of 4IR.
Yeah.
You know, yes. I mean, then we had to travel from Soshanguve,
yeah,
to Johannesburg to submit a demo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now 4IR has made things much easier for us.
Right.
So people need to be aware of such platforms.
Yeah.
That now if you want your songs to play on Metro, you can submit online.
Yeah, but you know, even that.
I know. But it's okay.
Yeah, even that is a little bit difficult, eh?
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, that a lot of people, especially young people in Soshanguve, because I'm from Soshanguve. So a lot of your young people come to me and say, and I'm like, ish, it's a little bit difficult because we don't have the keys, you know, we're not gatekeepers. So I always say to them, the internet is the best way. Getting your own audience is the best way. Whoopili is shooting that thing, not because of anything, but it's content. So what works for us in this day and age is content. Content, and we yenze kahle. What we don't do, especially young people today, we don't research. We don't research. We don't research our rights. We don't research our business, because this is a business. And it's just, I wish I knew what I knew 25 years ago. I wish I knew my worth as well. You know, we didn't. We didn't know all of those.
Maybe just to bring Billy in.
Yes.
Because I know you were talking about Billy's content and whatnot. Maybe let's talk about maximizing our career. And I know he's very passionate about it. I mean, look at him.
Yeah,
right? Right. You know, Billy, please take us through, how do you then maximize your career as a session musician?
So, because I've been longing to speak to you, and again, you know, I must say that, you know, being a session musician, you're going to have to compromise a lot of things. I had my friends who buy Jordan sneakers that they cost like about 7,000, whatever that money is. And I decided that I'm going to have a website, www.billymunaba.co.za. It's been operating for years. It's like Sampra website. It will never, you will never go to it, and then then you found the e-wheel. So now I always ask people, and someone's like, "Hey, how much is a sneaker?" I mean, I paid almost that price for the website. So it's a sacrifice. Because when you buy a car, when you want to buy something online, when you want to buy something online, you yourself, I'm asking you, don't you want to verify through the website?
Yeah.
The website contained your biography, your videos, your released music, your links, your bio, your previous gigs, because you cannot rely on Facebook, because on Facebook, you can't say that you're marketing yourself if your Instagram tomorrow you are popping bottles. You're confusing the clients. Yes, it gets hacked. So, yeah, even the website, they tried to hack it. So,
yes.
So now the website is there to, you know, to support, to give a client a kind of, you know, which, you know, this person is real. Imagine somebody today, it comes here and operate, but they don't have a website. Would you trust them? No. So, you seem like, nah, I mean, I'm supposed to be on YouTube. No, oh, come on. That is not sufficient. But I mean, like, you know, things they could change as time goes. So I say that session musicians, they rely on artists. And I repeat now, why? It's because music is seasonal. Music is seasonal. You think that in 10 years, you are playing for this artist, right? She is at the top, you know, at the pinnacle of her career. She's performing everywhere you are with her, and you are loyal with her. But you know that tomorrow she can decide that, believe me, I don't want to do music anymore. Then what's going to happen with you? At that time, you have already disassociated yourself with many other musicians. Your reputation is at stake, because your ego, because the time the artist you were working with. Remember, there are new artists each and every day. Ask yourself, someone always asked me, because they know me working with Sipogas. It's like, Billy, upu Sipogas? And I'm like, oh my goodness, that's my sister. We still talk here and there. But wasting the money at TV, because today there was Berita, and then there was Amanda Black, and then now it's time for Musaki. Musaki sees it at every gig. You know, it's time. And then, but now, as a session musician, you don't want to miss that opportunity to, you must never, ever, 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 with the big E, depend on the principal artist, because they might decide to stop the career. God can decide to end their lives. And then what's going to happen with you? Then I started becoming a session musician for television. I work with Bomb Production, and then I saw Gucci. Man, these people, you know, they are using my talent because I know how to play all these sub-styles of music, and then I wanted to maximize it, maximize them. I said, I'm going to do a research. I went to KwaZulu-Natal. I linked with the Zulu people. I learned how to play Maskanda. So that when they call me for a Maskanda session, I charge them money. I was the highest guitar player paid. No one can afford me now.
Oh, really?
Because it's a fact. It's a fact, because when I come to a session, I bring the experience of all these years I've been working with different artists.
Yeah.
When they say Maskanda, I don't have to think about it.
I play.
So I equip myself in that way, so that when the opportunity comes, I can charge what I want and without compromising myself in terms of finances. So now, what happened in 2018? Things turned around.
Yeah.
I didn't get paid. Like I said, that you do work and then you don't get paid. And you can't take someone to court because you don't have money to do so.
Yeah.
I did about 4 gigs, sessions. I didn't get paid. Let me tell you a true story. I was coming from N1. I'm looking forward to go home. It was winter, June the 14th.
Yeah.
I'm going home. I opened the garage, Gidia Bulega. So I went inside the house. When I got inside the house, they changed the locks because I didn't pay the rent, because the principal artist, is owing me. And 4 artists that I worked with on that week, they did not pay me money. And then the landlord said to me, Billy, you've been promising me. I had to go and sleep at my friend's house because I'm scared to wake up. Then while I'm driving there on the freeway on M1 South, the police come. When the police, they come to me, get checked my license, Mr. Munama, why are you driving with the gauge empty? My tear, it dropped. I said, I don't have money. And then, because I'm thinking, why I don't have money? Then I think about all these people who owes me. You know, and then now you're trying to think, why God am I doing this? So now, it's very hard to be a session musician, guys. So are you ready for that? I'm not trying to scare you. It's what is happening, but people, they will never talk about these things.
Reality.
Me, I'm talking about these things. My car was, remember, you now you buy a car. The bank, the MFC, is looking for me while I'm at the rehearsal. Bang too many messages. But Mr. Mulama, we see where you are. Bang too many GPS coordinates. At that time, I'm sitting with Mungile Kumalo, with Hosex Mabuse, I'm with Kalma Mutlante, all the top range. I'm sitting there everywhere. MFC, the bank, they want you.
Funny model
is a session musician. And then I thought, no, man, I need to do something that no one is doing. So you need to find a niche to do something that not everyone is doing. I tapped into the business of film. Then I started playing. When I get to the session, they called me, what is this thing that you are playing, Maskanda? We want to do it. And most of these producers, they were white people. They want the South African sound, that authenticity. And all the time, the session, they come to me, Billy, please come and we're doing a drama. It's 10 biso. And then, okay, I went to 10 biso. I said, I don't want to be a session player because they pay me a 3,500 for the session. And then I go and chow it. By the time, finish, pelile. And then every time the guitar plays there, I hate myself.
And then I
said, no, guys, next time, 50-50. And then I worked with The River, and then The River, and now season 5, I did the music with the guy who's doing music there. I didn't forget his name. But anyway, so now I became part of that, and then, you know, we supplied music for TV, so that we don't rely only on gigs. So now the question is that maximizing, always ask yourself, how do you make money without being on stage? Stop spending time on
TikTok
and all that thing. How do you make money without being on stage? There are so many opportunities, but now the problem is that what brings money immediately is the gig, right? Because when I started writing music for library music for TV, The first payment, it was 600. And I was so despondent. I was like, why am I waiting the whole year for 600? You know what I'm saying? And then, boom, Anglo Platinum, they use that music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then that's when I okay, this business into this thing. Yeah. And then I started expanding, things.
Now, Billy, maybe let's bring management into it. Now you're growing. Remember, you were a struggling musician. Upelera I petrol at some point. And it's... but man, I get to be building up. From where we started, the bank wants their money and whatnot, and the rent landlord and whatnot. Now, you are maximizing. You are doing film, you're doing performances, you are writing, you're getting royalties. Now, money's getting bigger. How do you then manage? How do you then advise session musicians? Well, now, how do we then manage these things? Do you do them for yourselves? You know, because they are easily managed. Once you see 5 tower in your account, you're thinking, ooh, let me go shop. You know, how? Let's talk about management.
As much as people, they...
Brian, please let me also invite you in that.
Yeah, yeah. People, as a session musician, you focus on your talent. Trust me, you want to play. You like, the first thing else goes into the session musician's mind is to see himself taking a selfie in a flight going to Durban.
And checking in
all the things.
Yeah.
You want to be play instrument. You want to excel in your craft, in your talent. But the money, the administration, it is very important that you learn administration. That is why in the beginning I said that you need to have a mentor. Mm. Someone who has been in the business already. Not your friend who's going to agree with everything that you're saying. Mm-hmm. You need to have a mentor who's going to be critical. I had a mentor. I was privileged to have a mentor.
Mm.
A mentor that I look up to with him. This guy, how does he live like this? Why is his life, gathered together in order?
Mm.
But these other guys, they're not organized.
Mm.
And then this guy, every time I'll go and ask him a favor, you will not spoon feed me.
Mm.
They will make me to work for that.
Yeah.
So when I say I want to write my own biography, write it first and then I'll write for you. Yeah. So when I say how to do a thing, boys,
yeah,
I just write it first and then I'll write it for you. And then I started learning how to use Excel, Microsoft. So I moved into that thing. So now guitar, it can wait a little bit now, so that we can balance these things. That is why it's simple. People, they can't go and go to Sampra and read about middle child because I mean, if they can't send an invoice, how are they gonna do that? So then I had to study. I had to study informally administration and money. Now everything that I had to do, I had to account each and every cent because I don't know when is the next gig. As a session musician, you do it a gig today, bookings, but it to be confirmed.
Yeah.
So you can have 20,000 and then blew it all of it
in a week.
And I mean, don't worry, guys. I was a youngster. As much as I'm still in the young department, booze, alcohol,
nabochiri.
Guys, I think it's gonna be a downfall of many of us. Nabochiri, no jwala, and alcohol, and those things, they're expensive, because ichiri, it build my figure.
Bigger ones.
There's no way in the world or in South Africa, the waiter brings the bill to a woman. If you hit 16,000, when as a session musician, you have an ego. And then you have that thing, and then you pay it.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, all those gigs, you wake up, but the cancer was on. Or Tiwa asked Brad, let's say we went to do a gig in depth. Hey, Imani, okay, go to my flats. The gigs is. What are you gonna do? So budgeting. So you need to have a discipline. I think that's what is gonna take.
Right, let's bring you in there with
the management thing is very like you say, Billy, you were once young, you know? We are still young. I mean and then a lot of things are exciting. I was exposed to a lot of money. a lot of money in pounds and dollars. Wasted it because I didn't have management skills. What we are not taught generally as South Africans is entrepreneurship. This is something that they need to introduce that into our curriculum.
Yeah,
because abelungu mfana nanoma ngana metric Maria was manage money. We don't know how to manage money. That's why a lot of people, and rightfully so, some black people umnikeza 5 million abantu abaye ku blue it abantu bakhona belungu kuyabona umlungu wena ku blue I blue it. Have you? I've never.
What? Was pizza.
You understand? Why do you think that is? Because we are never taught how to manage money. We don't know how to invest. We don't know about stocks. We don't know about JSE. You understand? We don't know about these things. As artists and everything else, we don't have financial advisors. We don't have life covers. We don't have those things because no one is telling us. As musicians, umuntu osebenza 9 to 5 uyazi ukuthi une UIF, uyazi ukuthi une this and that benefits from the company. But as a musician, you are a business on your own. It's important to know ukuthi kufanele ngibe ne life cover. Ngiba nabantwana phela. In retirement, yabo, mara, that's why I love Sampra. That's why I love being a member of Sampra because bane kune retirement fund, kune izinto ezinandi ku Sampra, you know? Isambro, ne?
Sambro.
Sampra. No, ngisho ukuthi ne Sambro nayo ine hezayo. So, which is beautiful, which is great. But manage imali sometimes it's because I don't know why we have the zeal and the drive to please people. I don't know, man. I mean, mina ngisigqokela Mr. Price and I'm happy. But I have a beautiful house. I have a beautiful car. You understand that? My family is okay. Baya dabalale and everything. Ngishota ng inverter, Marias. You said, yeah, that. You know what I'm saying? So we are never taught. At some point, Bidine, can you believe I had £60,000 bank account? I don't even know. Because I was young and stupid. I didn't know how to manage money. If I had that £60,000, I'd be taking 5 properties. £60,000, then we convert to rents. It's a lot of money. You understand? So the management thing is actually one of the most important things, especially when you get into the industry. Don't look at people and live according to their example.
Yeah.
Find yourself. Find how you want your life to be.
Yeah.
You know, because in the future, you're going to have... this is my problem. Né? We don't think generations. We don't think about it. Building legacy. We don't think about that. Your management today takes care of generations to come. You need to have trusts.
Yeah.
We need to have offshore... No. Not offshore accounts. Thing has exposed.
Yeah.
So we need to have investments.
Yeah.
Investments are very important. Buy stock, buy shares, buy all of those things. You need to beg a guitar and think outside of the box.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Nami Billy, I've actually been interested in film, you know, film scoring and doing music because I was exposed to that a lot. You know, I finally did Losing Lerato. I did music for that. I'd like to expand and do more as an artist. I'm not just a singer. I want to do more as an artist. I can create music. I can sing. America, that's what we grew up doing that. This is our makeup. And like you said, they want this guitar. They want this mbatanga guitar because they don't have it. They don't know it. Estates. So they want what you have. What you have is very important. As session musicians, you guys are so important. I can't stress that so much. You guys are so important. And if ngikhansela gig namhlanje, as an artist, bangibhadele 50%. Yeah. So I need to be from integrity, from thinking about somebody else. I need to actually pay you nani ihalf yakho, you know, to say ukuthi bakhanselile, but here's a cancellation fee or something like that. No, they don't do that.
But Brian, with that, remember then the principal artist think ukuthi but uPhili, he's still going to work with another artist.
But that's what I'm saying, Guti. This is where integrity comes in.
I'm saying
integrity and respect and respecting your people, respecting the people that you work with.
Mm. I want to wrap up this session, this first session, by bringing Usisli now quickly, just to talk about accountability. You guys have a fund, Sampra Fund, and maybe, you know, session musicians need to know about, you know, she spoke about it just a little bit. I think maybe we need to talk about what are the requirements, you know, for us to qualify. What do we need?
Okay, in order to, the criteria a fund, obviously you need to be a Sampra member, and we need to have at least paid you 3,000 rands in royalty. So if we as ukuthi Sampra ayikazi nje yakubhadala 3,000 or qualify nje from the onset. So you need to at least have received 3,000 from a Sampra, and then you can qualify and send a proposal for a fund.
And that's why it's important to document what you do all the time. As a session musician, you need to take your business very seriously. This means go register to Sampra, give them everything that you've done. You understand? So that they can follow up and you can get paid for that.